Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. 7:05 on the clock. Have your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a good start to your day out there. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday. A lot of fun things to get to this hour and this day, really. In the 7 o'clock hour, get into our National Day of Calendar and see what other trouble we can get ourselves into. 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to that. We'll also be joined by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center to kick off the hour.
Oh, yeah.
Get a live update on what's going on with Mother Nature today.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 9 o'clock hour, good stories of the day that I write stories, have a little bit of entertainment news we're going to touch on as well. All that fun stuff going on. Melissa, how are you so far this morning?
Oh, I'm awake.
It's a dangerous question to ask before 7:30 or 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's not even fair.
No, it pretty much isn't. I don't think you should ask it anymore.
I probably should. It's almost too, like, it's where polite goes wrong.
Especially
it's
when I'm in the studio and yeah. You can see that I look like absolute garbage.
That is not true. We got some good stuff to get to today after our show as well. Looking forward to that. And I did want to let everybody know something really quick. We got a couple of announcements we're going to get to about what we're doing here at the station, about the debates coming up, mm-hmm. and I want to let you know about Morning Magazine. But I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that two very special things. One, we have River King tickets to give away.
Ooh, cool.
We're going to be doing that pretty much all week.
Nice.
We got two tickets to give away.
Mm-hmm.
They are for any home game.
Cool.
General admission. The River Kings do have a home game this weekend. They're going to be in town here at 7 o'clock start time. Usually when the puck drops, about 7 o'clock each game. So Friday, Saturday, you want to be sure to be checking that out. Of course, River Kings have been won the first home game. That was
right
nice.
On.
So, and you can catch River Kings every home game all season long on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
Woohoo!
Be sure to check that out. So excited about that. Really looking forward to Morning Magazine today. Some wonderful guests joining us in part one. Great way to kick off the week of Morning Magazine. Our good friend Sally Kistner and Eric Britnocker. Sally, of course, from the Savor the Arts, and Eric from the Performing Arts Center.
Oh, cool.
They have the Linda Ronstadt experience that's going to be coming to town.
Yeah, I think that's on the 13th.
October 13th. You got it
yeah.
now. And we're looking forward to that. Now, those that don't know, the young lady who is doing the voice and the work of Linda and everything, former American Idol contestant, I believe.
Cool.
We're going to have their drummer, Ethan Leaf, left on with us today.
Cool.
Ethan's an interesting guy. Did my homework on him over the last couple of days. And yeah, interesting guy. Looking forward to talking with him. We'll sample a little of their music for you, let you know what you have to experience and enjoy about the Linda Ronstadt experience.
Oh, that'll be fun.
And in part two, we're going to catch up with our friends from the Southwood County YMCA. We have Tracy and Heather in with us. We're going to focus on the Y's Halloween at the Y, and get some updates on child care opportunities in the area, some things like that.
Oh, that'll be good information.
It'll be a really good conversation. There. A little bit later today, it feels good to say. This is my job, Melissa. I have to talk hockey. It's not that I want to. I'm paid to do this.
I call bull hockey.
This is nicely done. So, River Kings over at WisCountry 105.5. And right here, you, of course, got your Wisconsin Badgers. We are the home of your Wisconsin Badgers. All collegiate things they do, we as far as football, basketball, and hockey. And, of course, we're going to play Coach Granato's show, the head coach of your Wisconsin Badgers hockey team. Looking forward to hearing from him a little bit later today. That'll be at 7:05. Join us for that. On Thursday, looking at our guests, of course, we will... I'm sorry, I got ahead of myself there. Wanted to get to Morning Magazine guests. On Wednesday, we are going to be joined by the Wood County Sheriff's Department. Sheriff Sean Becker will be with us.
Nice.
Always a great open conversation with Sheriff Becker.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have Wisconsin Rapids Community Media in to record. In part two, on Thursday, then, we'll be joined by Mid-State Techno College and our friends from UW Extension. On Friday, Representative Scott Krug will be with us. Looking
Excellent.
Forward to that. Always, again, open, transparent conversation with Scott. Has some interesting questions for him lined up. And one even from, I wouldn't say one, it's really a group of questions that has turned into a group of conversations that have turned into a question created from our community here.
Okay.
And in part two, we wrap up the week, Melissa, with the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Are you familiar with this? I'm not sure.
I don't know if I've heard of that organization. I mean,
we're very familiar with them, of course, and looking forward to having them in. We're going to feature the Odd Couple. We're going to talk about that. Excellent. If we have time, kind of preview auditions and some other fun things that they have going on over at the theater. You know, one of our favorite ways to wrap up the week, talking with WRCT. That's going to be fun.
Their season opener.
Yeah. Wanted to mention our sports schedule again real quick. On Thursday, it's the Jim Leonard Show, everybody, the Wisconsin Badgers head coach right now, interim coach. I think that you could see the next head coach of your Badgers. Yeah. I think they're going to take that interim label away by the end of the season. That's my prediction.
Okay.
Jim Leonard is a defensive coordinator for the Badgers, and he has been highly sought after for a long time. Why not keep him in-house, give him the job instead of him going to some other university?
I was going to say, if you don't, you probably lose him.
Right on. See, Mel, you even get that. You don't even care.
I don't even care.
So you get it. You get it. You know. That's going to be fun. Looking forward to hearing his first show. That'll be at 6:05 this Thursday. Friday, Nakusa football host in Shiocton on our sister station, WIRI, at 6:50. Randy and Don running that one. Badger football right back here on WFHR on Saturday at 12:30. That's going to lead do a nice job of getting you ready with Over the Back Fence and the Sunshine Poker Show will set you up. And River Kings hockey on WIRI this Saturday, about 6:59, our pregame will start up. River Kings hosting the Minnesota Moose.
Nice.
We're going to talk about all these things on Playmakers next Monday. Join us at 10 for that. It's going to be a fun show.
Mm-hmm.
All these things going on, Melissa, and yet we have yet more to
there
tell the audience about.
More. Yes.
We're going to get to that in a second. I actually was teasing you up because I wanted to talk about this Friday with you because we get to do the morning show has a road game. We get to, the inmates are out of going.
They're letting
the
us out.
The animals will be running wild.
Wise.
I have no idea if it's a smart idea. I will say this. They are letting us in a building and with people that can keep us in check.
Oh, that's true.
Stephen and Katrina.
Stephen and Katrina.
You know, the gang over there. They've handled people like us before. They'll be fine. We're so excited about this.
Yeah, we're going to be there live and direct. Mm-hmm. We'll have the morning show going from Family Natural Foods on site during their sale. I've already started my list, James.
Nicely done. Nice. And it's a good idea you do that, too, because they've got like tons of things on sale.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of discounts on things. They're going to be giving away door prizes.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that celebrates an anniversary like these guys do.
No kidding.
It's going to be so much fun. We're looking forward to talking to Stephen and Katrina, talking to some of the great, intelligent staff they have over there. And, of course, talking to maybe some of you, because we're going to talk to listeners and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa and I will take turns shopping and then doing our job.
we still have to work?
Yeah, because it's the same morning show. You know, we'll have our Friday.
Oh, good. That'll be fun.
Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. I'm not sure how we're going to do the Culvers yet. I want to talk to Seth about that, but we will be doing it. We have obligations.
Right.
Now, to our sponsors who are the best and awesome and everything, but I'm talking our obligation to you guys out there. We're not going to deprive you of qualifying to Misty's. We're not going to deprive you of free Culvers. How dare us do something like that?
We can't do that.
So we will definitely be doing that. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Maybe I'll just do the quote. Like for the star of the day, maybe
I'll just
do the quote.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Maybe that's what we'll do. Or maybe I'll have you do it. I don't know. Whoever, which one of us? We're
depends
both actors.
Depends on what the quote is.
Yeah, and both of us. You know, maybe you might be able to do it better than me.
We'll audition next. Thursday.
Yeah, I like that. It's going to be fun. I know that much.
Yes.
And another fun thing that we've been able to do, Mel, is being able to do more of these kind of things.
Yes.
We mentioned this the other week, and then they were kind of postponed because of the Hurricane Ian and all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the WBA Foundation Board is proud to announce the names of the journalists from across the state who will continue in its 32-year tradition of conducting debates in the Wisconsin governor and U.S. Senate races for Wisconsin voters. So both debates will be conducted by diverse teams of broadcasters from stations and communities across Wisconsin. So the U.S. Senate debate will air October 7th, and the gubernatorial debate will air October 14th. So the next two Fridays. We will be airing those on our station.
Mm-hmm.
WFHR will air the October 7th U.S. Senate debate on Friday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. and the gubernatorial debate on October 14th from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Very thankful that we're going to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud that we're doing that.
Yes.
It, It really is interesting, Melissa, with our new owners in Civic. There are so many things that they're doing that are that have never happened for this station. Mm-hmm. We're podcasted now.
Yeah.
We're streaming. However you get
we
us streaming.
We have our own app.
We have our own app. Yes,
well, Civic Media has an app that we're on.
You're right. And all these things. And then at the same time, there are certain things. I'm talking to Mike or Sage, our new owners, and I'm realizing they don't realize that what they're talking about is something that WFHR has done proudly for 80 plus years.
Right.
Covering these debates, something mm-hmm. that Carl Hilke and others would cover for many years. Mm-hmm. Having more sports on the radio that we're eventually going to be doing as we're building up to and everything. You see the River Kings over at Wiscountry. We're going to be able to cover more high school sports. Well, that's something, again, that WFHR has done for 80 some years. It's really exciting and fun. And at the same time, it feels right. It feels mm-hmm. natural. It feels organic. This is where this stage, we should be covering this. We should have this on our station.
Absolutely. Our listeners need to be able to access it, and what better way than on our airways?
It's pretty cool. We're very fortunate to be able to do this. A shout out to all of our listeners out there mm-hmm. for the support and you guys hanging out with us with Civic and with our station here. And certainly all of our radio stations and all of our teams out there. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of great people. One of them happens to be Kristen Bry. Who big fans of around here, mm-hmm. Already enjoying her work and love that she follows our shows. I think it's a perfect segue into her stuff and into Mike a little later in the day and those things. Mm-hmm. We all balance each other out, I think, really well.
Yeah.
Kristen is going to be here in studio on Friday. Woo-hoo! Doing her show.
Awesome.
From 11 to 2, Kristen Bry going to be doing As Goes Wisconsin from these studios. Not sure if she'll be in the WI or this one right here.
Okay, we'll have to talk about that.
Well, you know, we let our guests, you know, she's our guest, so mm-hmm. wherever she wants. I mm-hmm. mean, wherever she wants to do it on the roof, we'll figure it out. that is where my office is, but I can move some things.
Right.
I can move some things around. I don't mind doing that
you
for her.
You take up the whole space, but I don't know why you need an ice rink up there.
Because hockey, Melissa.
Oh,
because hockey.
Man.
I'm so excited about this show, about her coming here, doing the show from here. I can't imagine how excited she must be. I know a little bit just from talking to her and everything mm-hmm. That she's really jacked about it. But I don't know her, so I'm sure right. she's not showing me all her cards. You know what I mean? Like her best friends. I'm sure she's really letting it all out.
Mm-hmm.
And she will with her audience. Because what see is what you get with Kristen.
Yeah.
And I respect and love working with people like this.
Mm-hmm.
That there is no ulterior motive or, you know, it's not a fake bit. This is the real thing. This
right.
is who they are.
It's the better way to be.
Want to thank her. She invited me onto her show, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. I don't know if the sometime between 11 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what time she'll need me or want me, but I'll be there. Looking forward to it. Nice. I also look forward to using my black belt Jewish guilt on her to do a home and home here. So I do her show. She's got, you got to come and do us. I mean, come on. I came all the way over to your show. How rude would it be if you didn't come over here? I mean, I guess if you don't want to come over here, that's up to you.
Does
but
that mean you have to travel to Waukesha?
I'm looking forward to her doing this.
Yeah.
This is going to be a lot of fun.
It is going to be fun.
It's going to be a really fun show. I encourage you to check out. You can get a preview of it today. Mm-hmm. As Goes Wisconsin will be on right after Morning Magazine today.
11 to 2.
Be sure to check it out. We're going to take a break right here. We'll get back with our National Day of Calendar and plenty more fun. It's Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. 7:21 on the clock. Mel and James here with you. Time to dive into our National Day of Calendar for this October 4th, 2022. Mm-hmm. It is World Animal Day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
I saw a fox on the way in this morning.
I haven't seen one in a while, but I used to see them all the time going into work when I take Rosencrantz to get to the old station.
Okay.
It's like there's like a whole like den of them out that way or something. It's the only time I've ever seen foxes in the wild.
Mm, yeah.
I think
was
maybe
over
when
by
I was
Spencer.
A kid. Oh, okay. Oh. They're awesome creatures.
Yeah.
Really
cool looking
are.
Animals.
Let's see. While we may be rolling in, or while he may be rolling in his grave to discover that he was not the first person to be able to talk to animals, Dr. Doolittle would almost certainly be a keen advocate of World Animal Day, which takes place on the feast of St. Francis of Assisi.
Sure.
October 4th started in 1931 in Italy. This annual celebration of all things furry is now a popular day in which we remember the important role that animals have to play in our world, as well as the people who devote their lives working to protect and care for them. Twofold things there that you can appreciate and love about today. Mm-hmm. And you may not even have to leave your house if you have a dog or a cat or something like that.
Give them an extra pat on the head.
Yeah. And a good opportunity to say a big thank you to all of our shelter workers out there, mm-hmm. Humane Society workers, all of our veterinarians and assistants, nurses.
All of our farmers.
I was getting there. I thought a great one to wrap up on is probably the one that the first one I think of is mm-hmm. is our farming industry, is our ag industry, and all the work that goes into that, 4-H, and so many different outlets, mm-hmm. Outfits that are a part of these things, and help keep the, it's called a food chain. Not a hierarchy. Mm-hmm. We're connected. Nobody is at the top. They joke at the top of the food chain. I don't know if we want to get into that debate about who's on top of the food chain, because I don't feel like challenging any bears or lions or anything like. And don't give me this. Well, give me a this or this. No, I'm talking bare hands. All right, like bare hands. I'm not going up against. No. I might face some of the bears that were playing Sunday. I'm telling you that. It is also, I can't imagine how much every Packer fan just never gets tired of that, of a Bear fan like groaning. I feel like hibernating. And it's a ship in a bottle day. Got to be careful with this one. Got to be careful when you say this one, Melissa.
Why?
Ship in a bottle day. Make sure you say
job.
That.
Well done. Ship.
Yeah, if you had no, the first time Carl.
I had to try it off, Mike.
This is an interesting one. Have you ever seen somebody do this?
Not in real life, but I have, you know, on like a movie or a TV show or something, and it's just so cool.
I mentioned him once or twice. My Uncle Ralph was an architect, and this is what his hobby was. So
really?
When the man wasn't designing some the strongest buildings in Chicago that are still standing to this day, this is what his hobby, quote-unquote, hobby was.
That's cool.
It would drive him nuts. I don't know how it was relaxing to him or anything like that, because it would drive him nuts doing this. He'd drink Mickey's, so he'd have his little green grenade of his Mickey's there, and then he'd be working on this. And you could hear him every once in a while grumbling and angry about
it.
So
relaxing.
It does seem like one of those things, if you got the time and interest, it seems like it's very rewarding. Because once you finish doing it, and you have those all set up in those bottles and everything.
You slip it in there and then make it stand up, that's just so cool.
I have to tell people, though, I shouldn't admit this. The ships are not meant to be able to go to water.
Oh, they can't actually sail?
Well, I thought it's a boat, and I know how hard my uncle worked on it. Maybe he wants to know if it floats.
Hmm?
But I can't get it out of the bottle, so what do? I put the water in the bottle. I didn't fill it all the way.
Okay.
But water and glue didn't go good together, no.
Oops.
He didn't get that mad at me, though. I was surprised.
Well,
he really didn't. No.
You were how old?
Oh, I was like 7, 6, okay. Something like that.
That's
yeah,
forgivable.
I was
that
really
age.
Young.
If you were 12, yeah, probably would have got smacked.
I was 25. It happened yesterday. National Fruit at Work Day.
Oh, I failed. I was going to bring bananas and then I forgot.
Well, it's me.
Actually, my hands were too full.
Well, and aren't you grandfathered in? I mean, you bring fruit to work a lot. The one day you don't, then it happens.
Yeah, but I could have used it today.
Oh, I think a lot of us could. I hear you there. Founded by the Fruit Guys in 1998, National Fruit at Work Day is meant to promote the health benefits of eating fruit as a snack.
Guess I'll just have to eat the cookies in the break room. Thanks, Diane.
Yeah, thank you, Diane. Improve your office day.
Okay.
That's a good one.
With fruit?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, why not? Put some pineapples out in it. Working in a plain corporate environment can be demoralizing at the best of times. So why not take some steps to improve your work environment? Improve your office day encourages you to. It's first
Are you
thing.
Trying to put our audience to sleep, James.
It was my bad Stephen Wright impression, basically, because it's all like if they talk of a boring office. I think or office space.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need you to come in on Saturday. I'm just gonna take that
we're gonna
stapler
need to put
right
your,
there.
Office in the basement.
Yeah. Put me in the office. No, you can't put me in the office. No, I'm burning the building now. Any chance you can to improve your workspace.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad idea. You certainly want to keep your coworkers in mind. I've seen this go haywire before, especially in cubicle settings.
Oh,
where
yeah.
It can go maybe be too much.
Yeah.
But I mean, at the same time, that's something that you work with your fellow coworkers on and make your office fun.
I think we need a hanging plant, like right there.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that. That'd be great.
Perfect spot for it.
Oh, I could work that too. That could definitely work.
Right in the corner.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Telling you, I'm feeling bad for this plant over here. Every time I think I'm doing well with it, I come back the next day and it's crying and it's yelling at me.
Hmm.
This plant that we have in the studio here, this weekend when I came in to get some stuff done, I walk in and he's doing okay. Then Monday I come in and I see him on the phone trying to get a telethon started with Jerry Lewis or something, like trying to raise money or GoFundMe page or something like that. He wants to leave us. I don't know. I got to take better care of that thing.
No, he just needs a friend.
Maybe that's it, yeah.
Yes.
National Vodka Day.
You know, these three go really well together.
Yeah, we got three.
Fruit, improve your office, and add some vodka.
There you go. There you go. Yep.
Okay, maybe not.
Maybe not, but I mean, make it work. I don't mind vodka. It's certainly a shot drink for me. Not much else. And it's also National Taco Day.
Much better.
It's a very good one.
Let's do tacos.
Rejoice. Tacos are amazing. I do encourage people to, stretch outside the box here a little bit when it comes to tacos. Like, if you are used to nothing but the real true tacos, like from Mexico and all that stuff, maybe try some of the more, name brand things or fast food stuff or whatever.
Or vice versa.
Yeah, definitely vice versa, which I think is more common, but I just wanted to start out giving the audience a little bit of, maybe our audience is different, but no, we know how it
maybe
goes.
Maybe you're all used to eating excellent, amazing, authentic tacos, not Taco Bell.
Tacos, right. Tacos were first referenced by their current names at the end of the 19th century by the conquistador Cortez. He mentioned a meal prepared with tortilla as far back as 1520.
Little folded pockets of goodness.
Oh, they're amazing.
I like that.
I could eat. Tacos are one of the few foods I could probably eat every other day.
Well, they're so versatile. There's so many things you can do with a taco.
Yeah. They are amazing, and they give so much to us, Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, tacos. We appreciate
taco,
you.
Taco.
We will now devour you.
Yep.
Can somebody
bring us tacos?
Please. National Golf Lovers Day. No one knows the exact time that the game of golf started. Some records show that something similar to golf appeared in China during the Song Dynasty from 940 to 1279. We all remember that.
And
in addition to Julius Caesar playing a game similar to golf as early as 50 BC. Again, we all remember what that was like. Old Jules. which included hitting a feather-stuffed ball with a tree branch that was in the shape of a club.
Nice.
If you are a fan of golf, today is your day. Rejoice and enjoy.
Can you imagine hunting through the woods for the perfect club?
I
think that one would do. You shimmy up that tree there. I know it's only 40 feet up. You can get it. It's just fine. Just keep going.
They'd really be blown away nowadays by the way that golf bags are filled with like 19 different,
All the different heads or whatever they're called. I don't even know.
It's the one sport that I don't know that well either, Mel. I know the athletes a little bit. I know a little just so that my brother has somebody to talk golf with, but I don't know that much outside of it.
I had one training session because I was in a show that took place on a golf course, on stage, but, felt like I needed to do my research.
Right on. Good on you.
And
yeah.
Went out with the girls' golf team and got a lesson.
That's cool.
I actually hit it onto the green.
That's cool. Good on you for doing that,
too. It took me a while to get it in the hole, but,
I don't have anything against golf. It's just not my thing. I keep being told, though, by my brother and other people, wait until you're 60 or wait until you're this or whatever. So maybe I will. Maybe I know.
Yeah. It always comes back to the Gilmore line, Gilmore Girls line, a good walk spoiled. I mean, that's not where it comes from, but that's where I heard it.
Sure. Yeah. That's a good line. I hadn't heard that before. And it's Cinnamon Roll Day.
Ooh.
Enjoyed the world over. These delectable Swedish morsels are every pastry lover's dream. Take a scrumptious bite on Cinnamon Roll Day. Yes.
Okay, maybe we need cinnamon rolls first and then tacos.
That's exactly. Or, that's how I'd like to do it, actually.
Because that sounds better with coffee.
Cinnamon rolls sound really good right now, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, I can't tell you the last time I thought about a cinnamon roll. Now all of a sudden, that's all I can think about.
You know who has amazing cinnamon rolls? Mm-hmm. That bakery over on, is it East Grand or West Grand? The Gremlers?
Gremlers, yeah. I was just going to say, I knew exactly.
So good.
Anybody in this area knows exactly where you're going with that. Gremlers are amazing. Really good stuff over there. Historic records of cinnamon can be found that date back to at least 28,000 BC in Chinese writings, native to Sri Lanka and also India. True cinnamon is known as cinnamon veneranum. It comes from the bark of a tree and is bacterial name herbic in Arabic. Herbaric in Arabic and includes the term amanan, which is translated to mean a fragrant spice plant.
Hmm. Have you seen them harvest cinnamon? It's actually really cool to watch.
It really is. Yeah. A long time ago. I couldn't tell you. I don't remember it that well, but I do remember it being very cool. For some reason, it popped in my head when they are getting a sugar cane as well. That's also interesting to see if you've ever seen that. Yeah. We'll take a break. We'll play some Mel's News. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Serious comedy to start your day. 7:38 on the clock. Melissa and James here with you. Hope you're having a good start to your day out there. Keep on listening for your opportunity to win River Kings tickets. That is going to be fun. Got a debate. We're going to TikTok again, Melissa.
Oh, man. I thought we were going to Gremler's Bakery.
I know. As soon as we hit the top of the hour,
okay,
that's what we'll do.
You think we can get there in 6 minutes?
No.
It's actually more like 5 now. We have less time.
So we're going to see if these mics will go with us. We're going to try to see how far we can get with these mics, how far these cords go. TikTok has become the place for important life topic debates. No, it is not.
Oh, my.
People just like to go there and do these things. They debate about silly stuff sometimes. I mean,
sometimes,
I imagine there is a wing of TikTok that is all this, just like every other social media app and everything.
Maybe.
But
I've yet to see it. Not that I'm on TikTok.
Yeah, I know.
But you can see TikTok videos everywhere.
You don't have
to be on TikTok.
Exactly. I don't know if this was smart or genius on their part, but making those things so easy to share and so short, people like you and I have literally no reason to be on TikTok. I don't plan on creating TikToks. So anything that I want from there, like the people in my life kind of show
me. Send it to me.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Or I see it on another social media app.
Yeah. I don't really. And if it's one less app on my phone, yes, you had me at one less app. So let's get into one here that apparently is making the rounds. It's what's the correct, quote unquote, the correct way to put your socks and shoes on? we had this conversation months ago, like I want to say before spring even, because I had we had a sketch in one of our classes where the students had to take their shoes off. And there was this one student who also took their socks off, and I'm not sure why she did, but she did. Mm-hmm. And then we watched some of us marveled, some of us in horror, as she would put the left sock on, then the left shoe, then the right sock on, then the right shoe. And she's done this her whole life. It didn't seem that foreign.
She puts her socks and shoes on.
She looks up and she was downright mortified that everybody was looking
staring
at her. Yeah,
at her.
Yeah. I felt so bad for her because I'm on Skype, you know, and I'm like, I felt really bad for it and everything. So we joked it off and everything. But this didn't come up. And I had a lot of young people in that class, I would imagine. They seem like TikTok people and stuff. So I don't know.
No,
but
that may be where it came from.
Right. That'd be hilarious. So here it is. Do you put, what is the correct way to do this? It sounds like a dumb question, but it turns out people do it differently. Like, do you put both socks on first, and do you tie both shoes at the very end, or complete one shoe before you put on the second one? There are lots of possible combinations, but these three seem to be the main ones people are talking about. Sock, sock, shoe, shoe. Then tie both at the end. Or shoe, shoe, sock, shoe, tie, tie. I'm sorry, sock, shoe, tie, tie.
I was going to say.
How did that work?
If you put the shoes on first, I'm really impressed you can get those socks on.
You all are just a bunch of sheep. I'm the true rebel. I put my socks on side of my shoes because I'm a real rebel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Or the final one, sock, sock, shoe, tie, shoe, tie. the way that she just did it. So I guess, yeah. You know, she's definitely a little more popular. But that's more, a little more popular than she would have realized, I'm sure. Someone actually polled people and thousands voted, of course. We have a hard time getting people to turn out for midterm elections and for presidential elections. But
yet, you ask about socks and shoes.
Thousands show up. Where do I sign up? Well, here's my information. Last we checked, the third option was the most popular. Sock, shoe, tie. That's
probably how I mostly do it.
Okay. In second place was sock, shoe, tie. Those two got about 90% of the vote combined.
Okay.
Everyone else does it some other way. Mm-hmm. So why are we even talking about this? For one, I will take every opportunity we have to show how much more we are connected than not. there are people doing this that are shaking their head like, that's the way I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people that you would never imagine you have anything in common with in life, nodding their head saying they do it the same exact way.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much more we have in common than not. And it's just kind of funny. Has anybody really thought too much about this before? I never have.
Well, now you started me down a rabbit hole thinking about it, James.
Excellent.
I don't always put my shoes on the same way.
Oh, yeah. I probably don't either.
I always put, you know, my socks on before my shoes, but I keep my shoes by the door. And I like to wear my socks around the house.
Yeah.
So I'll put my socks on when I get dressed and then walk around. And then when it comes time to put my shoes on, sometimes I put a shoe on and tie it.
I think there are few, and I'm not alone on this one, I know, but I think that I'm one of the few things that I despise more than anything in life is wet socks.
Oof.
I hate wet socks. Yeah. I mean, even like you're walking in the bathroom and there's water that got splashed on the floor or something. Mm-hmm. I don't even like that.
Yeah. Nope.
So I put my socks on right before I put my shoes on because I like being barefoot and I don't want those socks to even get a little bit of even a little wet.
A little moisture.
Yeah. And I tend to put my socks on, then the right and left shoe and all that stuff and everything.
Well, I'll tell you what,
though. Traditional.
Next time I do this, I'm sitting down and I'm putting on one sock and one shoe and tying it. And then I'm going to do the other foot just for funsies. Because why not? I want to see how weird it feels.
I think we may have found the only... you got to let us know how that goes. I think we may have found the only thing in life I do, quote unquote, normal. Like, this is it. This is the only thing. I'm pressing my brain right now, and I can't think of anything. I don't even think I brush my teeth like most normal people. I think this is the one thing I do that is like everybody else, or a majority of people out there. This also, for some reason, immediately what pops in my head is we're talking about different ways of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get to go shoe shopping and things like that? I don't know if it's the same for girls as it is for young boys or not, but for me, it was such a big deal. I didn't get new shoes very often. So when I did, these shoes not only had to last me for a couple of years, but they had to be versatile.
Mm-hmm.
Can I run? Can I jump in them? Do I look cool in them? Do I, you know, all these things that my parents didn't care about, and we didn't have the money for me to care about. But I would test them out because you got to try. You got to run and then stop. See if they stop on a dime for you. Can I jump in them?
Stay on.
I can't imagine how many little kids doing this and what we look like to adults as we're doing all this stuff. Because I was definitely one of those kids.
I can't honestly say I remember shoe shopping. Mm-hmm. I remember my mom pushing on the end of the shoe with her thumb. Like, where's your toe?
Yeah,
Does it fit you? That's the only thing I really remember.
So I'm curious, and you guys don't have to answer this, of course, but to the moms out there, do you get a pamphlet with stuff like that in there? Like, as soon as you become a mom, the stork drops it off with the kid? Like, your book. Because moms seem to know this stuff, and then you ask them, like, who taught you that? Maybe their mother did, but usually it's kind of like, well, you know, I don't know. I don't know where that
is. It's just the thing to do.
I believe that they have at least a booklet.
Something. Probably. They must. We wouldn't know, James.
No, we would not. We will take a break, though. We will come back and get into some fun stories and a little bit more interesting stuff with Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. We'll be getting a live update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center.
Yeah, shortly.
Yeah, kick off the 8 o'clock hour. Looking forward to that. I wanted to dive into this one, Melissa, because I think this is kind of funny, actually. Even the craziest cat people have no idea what their cats are doing most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
In a poll, 87% of cat owners say that they are regularly baffled by their cat's behavior, which, let's be honest, is exactly how your cat wants it.
Right.
Cats work in confusion. they thrive on it. here's a list of the most perplexing stuff that cats do, and the top five are. I want to start at the bottom of this, Mel, or?
Start at the top.
Okay. How they can tell the difference between the sound of a treat packet opening and something that has no interest to them, like a bag of salad or something like that. Dogs, immediately, as soon as you start thinking about it, they show up. They don't care. It could be chocolate, something that they're not supposed to eat, and they're still like, hey, what? All this stuff. Cats, no.
Yeah.
Cats just know.
Yeah. They can tell the difference.
I don't know how. I'm not sure who has better hearing, cats or dogs. I know that both of them have exceptional hearing and way better than human beings.
Right.
But I'm not sure if one's more defined or another or anything like that. Why they ignore their scratching posts and go for the furniture instead. Yes. Now, I could tell you that.
Right.
Because they're rebels.
Right. Yep. They're just impossible creatures. Do everything they can to infuriate you.
My mother used to call me her rebel without a pause. Because it wasn't so much that the cause meant, it was the rebelling that I was into. As I got older and a teenager and everything, that became focused. But as a kid, it wasn't about, like, I believe in this or something. It was just simply rebelling to rebel, which are cats. This is what basic little cats do.
Pretty much.
Why they get the zoomies at random times and go absolutely nuts for 5 minutes. Yes. I forgot all about this. And then sit down as if nothing has happened.
Yep. Calm as a cucumber.
Now, when dogs do this, they kind of let you know. They want to play, maybe, or they're chasing their tail. Yeah, or
they try to get you involved. Cats don't.
Sam realizes that if he plays a little or if he goes outside, 9 times out of 10 when he comes in, he gets a treat. So that's what he does there. Cats, no, I would love to know. Other than, hey, this will really mess with them. And then they just go in the middle of the living room and running around all that or whatever. Like, that's the only reason that is the closest I can think of why they do this, just to drive us even more. What is going on with this? Just so we have to question them even more.
Right.
Cats like to keep us on our toes, apparently. Why they meow at you when you're eating as if they're asking for some food, but when you give it to them to try or anything, they just ignore it. Or they pat at it.
Right.
Just knock at it or something. Like, that's it.
Yeah. No, don't actually try it.
Dogs seem desperate for you to understand them. Like, all I got is bark. Like, imagine if all you could do is say one word. And all the time, that's what you're saying. Like, I am Groot.
can say it with different inflections, yes. But it's the same thing over and over.
And dogs have no, like, tone, necessarily. Like, they can't bark at a different, necessarily volume. Sometimes they growl and different things. Cats really take advantage of this. Cats really kind of like, where dogs are desperate for you to understand them, cats expect you to understand them. Like,
yeah, and they do actually a lot more, I think, in my experience with body language than verbal. They can be very eloquent with their tails.
Yeah.
And how they deign to look at you.
I agree. And why they constantly seem to try and get in your places you don't want them to, like cupboards or under the bed or in the walls, as we hear. That we just had a story a little while ago about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm not really sure. Again, but I think a lot of this is explaining itself as you put all this together. It annoys us. It makes us question them. It's rebellious. It's everything that kind of, like, you know what cats are kind of do.
All right. So what do they say? Dogs have owners, and cats have servants, or something like that. There's an actual saying.
Is this all my people's fault? Like the Egyptians, we put the cats on the pedestal and all this stuff. Yeah. Cats were highly regarded and everything.
What was the cat god Ba?
Yeah,
maybe
they got egos and they haven't let it go since. Like they're still talking about it.
We are your overlords.
A poll of 2,000 cat owners revealed 47% don't get it, just don't understand. to me, I just keep coming back to that. I think that's still pretty darn funny. You can go to swnsdigital.com to see this complete article. swnsdigital.com. Interesting one.
Beset, the Egyptian cat god, Beset.
Ah, thank you. I could not think of it. feel like I should have known that one, but I did not. I'm going to be completely honest. I did not know.
I had the first two letters right.
You got close enough, if you ask me. Yeah. So I know over the weekend we had the Nakusa Giant Pumpkin Fest.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
I got to watch the video of the pumpkin dropping. That was pretty cool. Great job, Steph.
Yeah, big shout out to Steph. Great job. I want to thank Seth as well, did a really great job down there.
Huge Heather shout out to Heather.
And the gang that pulled this off
All those volunteers.
Yeah, thank you so much, everybody. It was a really good time. And really do appreciate, I was not able to make it, so I really appreciate seeing the videos and all that. Loved it. I did not hear a wait. I did not hear a specific wait for like the winner of the weigh of the waiting that they were doing, or if they had weighed these pumpkins, the two that they dropped.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you the weight of this one right here. We go to Clarence, New York, to wrap up our segment here. A 2,554-pound pumpkin grown in upstate New York has set a new U.S. record for the heaviest.
Wow.
State and national records fell over the weekend at the Great Pumpkin Farm in Buffalo suburb of Clarence. It's Clarence. when Scott Anderitz's entry broke the previous national record of 2,528 pounds.
Wow.
Beat it by a good margin there.
Yeah.
The previous New York State record was 2,517 pounds.
That's a big pumpkin.
The winning gourd will be on display at the Great Pumpkin Farm Fall Festival through October 16th. After that, I'm going to take it and make the world's biggest pumpkin pie. Just for me. A grower in Italy holds the world record for heaviest pumpkin. He grew a 2,702-pound squash in 2021, according to Guinness World Records.
Wow.
Not bad.
That's a lot of pounds of pumpkin. What do they feed them?
You know what I like? Because so many people do this, I guess you could say professionally, you know, whether they're selling them or they're big into the, you know, traveling circuit as far as like trying to break these records or trying to be a part of the tournaments, you know, that kind of thing. But I love the idea of, you know, say you're just growing squash. You just got some, you know, gourds out there and everything. And wow, that pumpkin sure is getting big. Well, the pumpkin's a lot bigger. Oh boy, that pumpkin's getting really big right now. Like, what do you do with it? Well, I don't know what to do with this pumpkin. It's kind of funny to me, the idea of it just happening organically. I didn't mean it that time. I didn't mean to put it that way.
But I had to look this up. You can feed pumpkins milk.
Hmm.
I had thought I saw this on a show when I was a kid, where he's trying to grow a giant pumpkin, and he was feeding it milk. Like putting a thing of milk out there and putting the fronds or whatever in it.
In the milk. Okay. Yeah. All right.
You can actually put a variety of liquids in the jar to feed your pumpkin. Tea, fertilizer-enriched water, and any kind of milk or cream or a combination of nutritious liquids. Because pumpkins need calcium and other micronutrients.
Well, yeah, makes sense, but... Yeah. Like, that just blew my mind. Like, I've never heard of that before. That is wild.
Oh. A giant pumpkin with milk.
Okay. So that's got to be, there's got to be something to that as far as some of these bigger pumpkins that they're growing then.
Mm-hmm.
Are they just letting them swim in milk? Are they, do you get a cow and just like hook up the cow's udders to the pumpkin? I feel like I'm city-fying this a little bit too much.
I feel like. Yep. And chocolate milk comes from chocolate cows.
Right. At least I'm not that city. At least I know better than that. It's like it for me. That is wild. I never heard that before. I never heard anything like that. Huh. That is really cool. And it makes sense. It makes perfect sense. I don't know. It's not something I would have thought of. a big quick reminder that not only are we our sister station, Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI, your new home for the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings.
Woo-hoo.
All season long, we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to go to the game.
All right.
But then you won't be able to listen to Wiz Country. So how does that work? We'll get you to the game. Yeah. You can listen to another game.
Right.
There you go.
On your headphones.
Yeah, there you go. We'll be keep on listening for this opportunity. We're going to give away River Kings tickets sometime between now and 10. Also want to remind you that this Friday, live and direct, we are going to be at Family Natural Foods.
Yeah.
The morning show's going on the road, everybody.
On the road.
Melissa and I are going to grab these microphones, the board. We're going to bring it all. No.
Wait, I have to haul all that there, James?
I got a better idea. How about we have Seth run the board?
Okay.
While we're there, and he'll make sure we sound good and everything. He is our head of production.
Yeah, he is.
And so that's that seems like a better fit.
That does seem like a better fit.
And we may even, just so the audience can know some of what's going through my insane brain here and everything, we may have Seth run that part, like the Misty's menu and the star of the day. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll let Seth do that from here.
Yeah.
And he can take those segments.
There
and,
you go.
And then we'll take the other segments on
right
the air.
On. That'll give us time to shop, James.
You think of that? Oh, that's a good point. We'll see. We'll talk with Seth. The three of us will figure it out. We'll have some fun, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
And we're going to look forward to seeing you down there, too, because Family Natural Foods is doing this Friday and Saturday. They're going to be having this great celebration going on. And there is so much to check out, especially if you haven't been in the store in a while.
Yeah.
Go there, get all your fun stuff to keep your immune systems rocking throughout mm-hmm, the whole mm-hmm. fall and winter season.
It's also a good place to pick up some early Christmas presents.
Yep, they got a bunch of essential oils over there and mm-hmm. things like that. And if you have questions, bring it to them because they are so intelligent, know so much about that.
Yeah.
Some of our favorite people, we say a good morning to Family Natural Foods. We'll meet you there Friday, everybody. Mm-hmm. Take a break. Come back with our live.